The competition regulator, the ACCC, has confirmed it won't oppose Nine Entertainment's takeover of the Fairfax media empire, meaning two of Australia's biggest media players will be a single company by the end of the year. While the ACCC concedes the $4 billion deal will likely reduce competition, Chairman Rod Sims thinks it won't substantially lessen competition in the media industry, particularly when it comes to news. The ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan has been going through the decision and he's with me now. Peter, was there any chance the ACCC would have vetoed this proposed deal?
Well, Rachel, that just wasn't going to happen given that new media laws allowing mergers are now in place, and the ACCC had to consider whether any diluted competition would breach competition law. Now, despite more than 1,000 submissions and scouring of internal documents from both Fairfax and Nine, ACCC Chairman Rod Sims could find no good reason to oppose the deal. But even though he thinks new online players should bridge the competition gap in the news business, Rod Sims concedes Australians will be slightly worse off.
It was an extremely complex matter to assess. Fundamentally, we looked at the market for Australian news. We formed the view that it would lessen competition, but we formed the view that it would not substantially lessen competition.
You say that the Nine Fairfax merger is likely to reduce competition, but not substantially. So was this in any way a line ball decision?
In some ways, yes, Peter, but having worked our way through it, we're comfortable there's no other conclusion we could have reached.
Was one big consideration that if you didn't agree to this merger, that there was the possibility or a risk of a large media company just disappearing off the radar?
No, we did not believe that. We think Fairfax would have survived and the print journalism would have survived irrespective of whether the merger did or did not proceed.
So even though one traditional brand, in this case Fairfax, will disappear, new online players will take up the slack and keep the news business competitive?
That's a strong point, Peter. The other point is that trying to work out what's going to happen to the Fairfax papers with and without the merger is complex. Certainly the merged entity does have an incentive to keep the Fairfax newspapers as they are. If they don't, then ABC Online, Guardian, New Daily, etc. are there, so they have an incentive to keep it. But will they be able to? Will their incentives mean that they do? It's just very hard to call.
Was there a consideration that Nine might sell off or change the Fairfax traditional published newspapers?
Well, of course, if they sold off the newspapers, particularly the Financial Review, The Age, the Sydney Morning Herald, that, of course, would be pro-competitive because you'd have a separate voice out there. And our analysis suggests that entity, with just housing the newspapers, could stand on its own.
So will Australia be better or worse off with four rather than five companies focusing on news?
I think you have to say, because there's a lessening of competition in the news market, Australia will be slightly worse off, but this media market has changed in ways that won't be reversed. But I think we can say there'll still be a diverse range of news out there for Australian audiences.
That's the ACCC Chairman Rod Sims. And Peter, investors have been a bit, let's say, edgy about the viability of this deal. So how have they reacted this morning?
Well, as you say, both Nine and Fairfax shares have been heading south in recent weeks amid concerns about the actual value of this merged company. But this morning they've been up around 2%, so making up ground. The deal goes to Fairfax shareholders on December the 7th, and if approved, the combined company should begin trading on December the 10th.
The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.